of our fallen heroes, of our nation's finest. To remember is to honor. The ultimate sacrifice that millions have paid so that future generations might be free. Remembrance imparts dignity to the sacrifices made and the ones who made them. Remembrance defines purpose for why so many fought and so many died. Remembrance reflects our values, from the ideals that guide us to the gratitude that humbles us. Remembrance creates a legacy for the men and women who've died and the inalienable God-given rights their sacrifices preserved. From revolution to preservation, in times of uncertainty and clarity, when our nation called, the brave responded. The courageous fought. And some gave it all. For our safety. For our rights. For our civilization. For our freedom. Is why we remember.
Numerous weeks ago, I was torturing myself for about a week in my office watching Memorial Day video after Memorial Day video. I think I went through a whole box of tissues. And then I made it even worse because I narrowed it down to three, and I had to keep watching those to figure out which one I would choose. And then got with Caleb and we picked a song, which makes me cry, and then we put them all together in a row. And the worst part is I already went through it once in the first service and I was still in tears on the second service. You know, that's what this weekend is all about, is remembering. It's Memorial Day weekend. And it's a time that we should be reflecting on all the lives that were lost, fighting for our freedom. That's what Memorial Day was really about. It goes all the way back to the Civil War. And what a devastating conflict in our country the Civil War was. I mean, you think about the Battle of Gettysburg itself, 3 days. 3 days, the same amount, or roughly the same amount of Americans died in 3 days of Gettysburg as the 10 years in Vietnam. I mean, think about that. And that conflict is what started Memorial Day. It was known back then as Declaration Day. It was a day that was declared for everyone to go out to all the cemeteries and the where the graves were of all those soldiers that fought in the Civil War, and to place flowers in remembrance for the sacrifice that they gave. And that's what this weekend is about. And I kind of wanted to take that theme and really focus on another type of remembrance that hopefully will kickstart in your life here on Memorial Day weekend, but won't stop on Memorial Day weekend, but will carry on each and every day. And what really struck me about this is I was thinking about what to preach on. One of the things that came back to mind over and over and over and over again is when you read through Paul's letters, Paul constantly talked about remembering what his fellow brothers and sisters in Christ were doing and had done. He always was bringing to remembrance. And it did such amazing things in his heart and in his ministry. He always brought to remembrance what Christ had accomplished. And it did amazing things in his heart and in his ministry. And I want us to take this time to reflect this weekend on all those in our country that gave their lives. But I also want us to take the time to reflect back in remembrance on all our brothers and sisters in Christ that have given it all and are still giving it all today. You know, we have brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe that are giving their all. We've got brothers and sisters in Christ right here at Crossroads that are giving it all. And Paul was always brought in remembrance of his fellow Christians, and we need to be brought into remembrance as well. You know, in the passage we're going to be looking at, the Apostle Paul is reflecting. He's reflecting on his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the people that he led to the Lord in Philippi that formed that Philippian church that he wrote this letter to. And through his reflection here, in these simple passages, we're going to learn some great principles on life, as well as learning why every believer must understand the value of a godly remembrance. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1. Look at verses 1 through 6. Paul writes here, he says, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every, what? Remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to just come to you now and, Lord, just pray that as we're gathered here in this service to worship you, to learn from your word, to grow, Lord, I pray that our hearts will be open and tender and soft and ready to really take the principles we learned today and get them in our heart and live them out each and every day. Lord, I pray to be a simple tool in your hands to share your truth with everyone this morning. And Lord, I pray that as we come through to the end of this message, we'll take your word seriously, it'll change our lives, and we will go forth and glorify you in everything that we do. And I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So why must you value a godly remembrance? Why is that so important? Why value a godly remembrance? Well, the first reason is because remembrance encourages thankfulness and joy. Remembrance encourages thankfulness and joy. Look at verses 3 and 4. Paul writes, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making request with joy. In his opening here to the Philippians, in this letter, Paul was brought to remembrance. And as a result of this remembrance that he had of the Philippian believers here, it filled his heart with thankfulness and joy. That word thankfulness there means to be grateful, means to express gratitude, to just really at the deepest part of your heart, just be so thankful for someone or for something. It also brought him joy, which means cheerfulness and a calm delight. I always like that definition, calm delight. You know, it's not like the woo-hoo kind of delight. It's just kind of like that, you know, you ever just sit back and you're just like, yeah, wow, you know, it's just that everything is just great and wonderful. Man, when he thought about the Philippian believers, oh, it just lifted his heart. It just filled him with such joy. He was filled with great thankfulness. And listen, this is the power and importance of a godly remembrance. That's the power and importance of a godly remembrance. Because you got to remember, something to keep in mind when Paul writes these words that he was thankful and filled with joy, he was sitting in prison. He wasn't in the best of circumstances. And yet he was filled with thankfulness and joy. Why? Because he had the Philippian believers in his mind. He was thinking back to those wonderful times spent with them. He was thinking back to all the wonderful testimony and the words that he found out about them just glorifying Christ. And while he was sitting there in prison, he was thankful and filled with a calm delight. In your handout, it says, not all memories are wonderful and pleasant. They're not all wonderful and pleasant. But when they're processed through a biblical perspective, they can bring joy and comfort. They're not all wonderful. But once you start looking at them from a godly viewpoint, it can change how it affects you. I mean, I think back to the first time I ever preached up on this platform. I remember the opportunity. Pastor Dan said, hey, you want to preach in an evening service? Sure. Man, awesome. Great opportunity. Wanted to be a preacher? Wanted to be a pastor? Man, let me have the opportunity. But I remember right before, that song right before I got up and preached, my head started being filled with everything I ever did wrong. How worthless and disgusting I was, and I had no place being up on that platform. That's what was going on in my head. I could have cut and run right then and there. But instead, I switched how I thought about those memories. Because there's one memory that conquered them all, and that was the memory that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay that penalty for every single one of those memories. And that he rose from the dead, defeating those memories forever. For every single person who places their faith and trust. See, once you start looking at those memories from a godly perspective, then what they do is they go from being a horrible memory to a memory of victory. Where you see that Christ has done an amazing work in your life. And that it ain't about you anymore. And see, that's what Paul's remembrance was. That's why it filled him with thankfulness and joy. Because he knew it was Christ working in the hearts of the Philippian believers. And when you do that, when you look at your memories from a biblical perspective, it changes them. We see this idea again in 1 Thessalonians when Paul is writing there, right there at the beginning of his letter, just like he does here with the Philippians. He says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Remembering without ceasing. A godly remembrance. In your handout it says, in the midst of personal lows, bring to memory good times spent with fellow believers and allow those memories to fill you with hope and thankfulness. That's what Paul did. He fought back to those great moments serving with other believers and filled them with hope. It filled them with joy. It filled them with thankfulness. Bring to remembrance how Jesus Christ desires to strengthen you and encourage you and see you through that low time. You know, I remember another time. I've had multiple lows in my time in ministry. I've been in ministry a little over 10 years. You have ups and downs. You have struggles. Things happen. And I remember I was at a Lowe's, kind of doing the whole self-pity party kind of thing. Well, it was me, you know, you stink, blah, 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 you should just get out of ministry, that kind of deal. It happens. And I thought back to another time, years prior, that I was doing the same thing. I was teaching a life group, and I just hit a time period where it was like, nobody's listening to me, I'm wasting my time, I might as well give up. And I remember that day teaching that life group, and nobody was really paying attention, and I was all bummed out. I gave the lesson. I was like, well, that just was totally worthless. That's all I'm thinking in my head. And everybody's leaving class, and they drew me into another room, and I'm like, what is everybody doing in this room? And it was a surprise birthday party for me. And at that surprise birthday party, they had a video. And that video had every single person in my class showing me and telling me how I affected their life through my teaching. And I felt about that big. About that big. There I was, self-pity party, and all it was pride. And God taught me a lesson today that's never about me, and to keep my focus where it needs to be. And listen, that memory has carried me through years after that. Anytime I start getting all self-pity party, I always think back to that day. Wait a minute now. Remember what happened before. Remember that time spent with those people. And then I get filled with thankfulness and joy. It gives me that hope. Listen, as you remember the good that God has accomplished through you and those around you, let those memories fill you with thankfulness and joy. Just like Paul. Let those memories just lift your heart. So why else should we value a godly remembrance? The second reason is because remembrance promotes fellowship. Remembrance promotes fellowship. Look at verse 5. Paul writes here, he says, for your what? Fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He was filled with thankfulness and joy, always praying about them, always lifting them up. Why? Because of their fellowship. Remembrance promotes fellowship. Listen, Paul's thoughts as he was writing this letter were definitely focused on Christ, because Christ is at the center of it all. But it also went back to the great fellowship that he had with this group of believers. He enjoyed wonderful fellowship with them. And he was brought to remembrance. That word fellowship there means a partnership. See, he was teamed up with them. He spent time with them. It means a community or an association, a group. It means a family. He thought back on them as family and the great time spent with them. And listen, remembering joyful times spent with others, especially with your fellow believers, can fill you with a desire to spend more time together with them. That's what makes small groups so important. You need that in your life. You need that to grow. You need that fellowship. You need that sense of family. Because we are. In your handout, it says, fond memories promote good fellowship. I mean, let me go back to my beginning days in the life group. I started getting involved in ministry here in 2005. And I knew that I needed to be plugged in because I tried to live the Christian life without it, and I failed miserably. I knew the importance of getting into church family, getting into small groups, and I got involved in the singles ministry, and I started going to a life group, and I just, whatever I could do, get involved, and I got to meet people. We had great times, and I mean, there was one person in particular, young lady in the class. Her name was Shauna. And we just really hit it off. And I just had these fond memories of ministry time spent with her. Made me want to go back. And the memories got better and better, and they started invading my space more, and I kept going back. Next thing you know, of course, hey, we got married. Woohoo, right? But it was focusing on the fond memories. See, it wasn't always good. You know, you're dealing with people. We're all going to irritate somebody at some point in time. But if that's all you dwell on, man. But listen, fond memories promote good fellowship. And that's what Paul is demonstrating here. And he's focusing on the fond memories that he had with those Philippian believers. You understand, Paul served and suffered with them in Philippi. He spent time in jail there. You know, beaten, whipped, all sorts of stuff. And yet he thinks about his time spent with them. There were fond memories, the great fellowship. All of that was important to Paul. And all of those things should be important to us as well. In your handout it says, we all need godly fellowship with other believers. We all need godly fellowship with other believers. The Christian life is one that is to be lived in unity, encouraging each other. It is to be lived in unity, encouraging each other, together as one. That's why Paul calls us the body of Christ. Right? We do things together. I hope your body this morning worked together to get you to church. Right? It'd be kind of weird if we woke up in the morning and my head rolled over to get breakfast, my body took a shower. Right? I mean, that'd be really strange. Sean would be like, woo, I don't know what's going on here. Right? But no, it doesn't work that way. All has to work in tandem. You know, I know every so often my knee doesn't want to be part of the body, but I drag it along anyways. You know, together, that's the whole idea. That's the idea of fellowship, maintaining Christian unity. Remembrance helps promote that fellowship. I think about the time I spent in the Marine Corps. I want you to think about this. I only spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. The longest I ever spent at a particular duty station was 2.5 years. That was in one unit. And we got really close, the guys in my section. I mean, one in particular, my buddy out in Oklahoma, he and I were roommates for 2.5 years. And you know, even to this day, when we get in contact, it's as if no time went away. It's as if we're right back in the barracks, just like before. You know, that was that kind of tightness. It was that kind of bond. Why? Because you're serving together 24/7. You're sleeping, eating, serving, struggling, fighting together. And you know what? We weren't in Christ back then. And I think about it, we were willing to give our life for the other Marines. And I think, what a Christ-like attitude for people who didn't have Christ. And I think, how much more should the church be that way? How much tighter should our relationships be? Because we have Christ in us. We have that all in common. We have eternity before us. Listen, some of those Marines, I will probably never ever see again. Sadly, not even in eternity. I pray I do. But you know what? All of my brothers and sisters in Christ, I will see. You're going to be stuck with me forever. Isn't that awesome? So we might as well start getting together now. We got to start looking at our time of fellowship not as drudgery, but as a joy and being thankful. And when we have this type of remembrance of our brothers and sisters in Christ, it will help promote that type of fellowship. I mean, listen to what Paul says in Romans chapter 12. He says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. He doesn't say be kindly affectioned only if they do something good to you. He just says be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Galatians 6:2, he says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Idea of fellowship. Romans 15:5 through 6, I think it's in your handout, it says, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, together as one, unified. Keep in memory the good times spent with others. Keep in memory the great victory that Jesus Christ has won for you. Keep that in memory. And allow these remembrances to fill you with thankfulness and joy and a desire to seek godly fellowship. And the last point is, why is a godly remembrance so important? Well, because remembrance keeps you focused on Jesus Christ. Remembrance keeps you focused on Jesus Christ. Paul's charge here really kind of culminates in verse 6. Paul writes, he says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The focus all comes down to Jesus Christ. You see, Paul was encouraged by the faith found in the Philippian church, but his primary focus was always brought back to Jesus Christ. In your handout it says, as Paul reflected on the faithfulness of his fellow believers, he desired to encourage them with the confidence he had in Christ. With the confidence. That word confidence means to convince. He was writing this to convince them that everything that they were taught about Christ is true. And he rested in that, and he reflected on that, and he brought everything all back to Christ. In your notes it says, as you reflect back upon the great victories and wonderful times with believers, it helps to keep your focus, all of those times, helps to keep your focus on the awesomeness of who Christ is and what he accomplished for you and me. All of those will help you, if done through a godly perspective, will help you to stay focused on Christ. And Christ is the center point of it all. It's Christ that will do a mighty work in your life. It's Christ that will make those amazing changes. And it is Christ that will help you see the importance of a godly remembrance. In your handout, I've got Ephesians 3:19 through 21. What an amazing statement about the awesomeness of Christ. Paul writes here, he says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Man, we can't even fathom the depths of his love. Says that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him, unto Christ, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Never forget the amazing sacrifice that Jesus made for you. That's really the ultimate Memorial Day. It's that day that he went to the cross and paid it all. And that's the Memorial Day that we should have every single day. Never lose sight of the amazing demonstration of grace and love that Jesus displayed for the world those many years ago. Look at this verse up on the PowerPoint, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Paul writes here, he says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The author and finisher of our faith endured the cross for every single one of us. The world can be a distracting place, but allow a godly remembrance to keep you focused on Christ. In conclusion here, memory can be a powerful thing. It's unbelievable what your memory can do in your life. Your memory can encourage you, or it can tear you down. And Paul chose to reflect on those things that would fill his heart and encourage his spirit towards Christ. That's what Paul chose to think on. That's what he chose to remember. He allowed the wonderful memories of time spent with godly people to encourage him through every single low period. And we got to take that same approach. In your hand out there, it says, tomorrow, as you enjoy your time off for Memorial Day, don't use it simply as an extra day off, but use it as a time to reflect back on those that sacrificed their lives in service to our country. Take a moment. Take a moment of silence with your families. Say a prayer for all those that gave their lives and all those families that lost family members. But then the final statement here says, use it also as a time to remember the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for you. The sacrifice he didn't deserve, but willingly chose so that you can have the greatest freedom of all.